like to respond to two comments made on last Friday. In response to the comments on judicial independence by Mr. Gomez made at the meeting last Friday, I would like to make the remark that the judiciary of Hong Kong is committed to upholding the rule of law and judicial independence in Hong Kong guaranteed under the Basic Law. All judges and judicial officers will no doubt continue to abide by the judicial oath and administer justice in full accordance with the law without fear or favor, self-interest or deceit. This commitment is wholly unaffected by the recent departure of the two non-permanent judges in the Court of Final Appeal. There are currently four local non-permanent judges and 10 non-permanent judges from other common law jurisdictions in the Court of Final Appeal. The judiciary will continue to identify suitable candidates for appointment as non-permanent judges, having regard to the operational list of the Court of Final Appeal and turnover of non-permanent judges due to retirement or resignation. Secondly, I would like to respond to Mr. Bokun's request for information on Hong Kong court cases concerning the nature of the prohibition against torture and cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment, collectively known as CIDTP, under Article 3 of the Hong Kong Bill of Rights, which implements Article 7 of the ICCPR. In the leading case of Uber Marker versus Secretary for Security, decided in 2012, the Court of Final Appeal expressly recognized the absolute nature of the protection against torture and CIDTP, which represented an internationally accepted standard, and held that this right is non-derogable, even in the extreme situation of a public emergency, which threatens the life of the nation by virtue of Section 5 of the Hong Kong Bill of Rights Ordinance, implementing Article 4 of the ICCPR, with reference to the Human Rights Committee's General Comment Number 24. These principles remain good law and continue to be followed by all levels of courts. The Hong Kong courts will construe local laws consistently with this principle. Thank you. I will pass the floor to Ms. Kathy Lee to comment on the other issues.
Thank you. First of all, let me